Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2015. How about that? 2014 just raced by. I can't believe how fast it went by, and so here I am doing my 18th consecutive New Year's Day celebration program, and we're in our 18th year. We're also kicking off the 17th anniversary of our internet simulcast. We've been broadcasting for more than 17 years, and now this is our 17th at the milestone of our internet simulcast 17 years. So we're glad to be able to been bringing you our show on the air and online for over 17 years now. So thank you for being here. It's just you and me for the first half hour. I want to go over my predictions for 2015. As you may know, this is every year I do my predictions. Now, the other thing that I do that most people don't do who make predictions, at the end of the year, I come back and I go over what happened with my predictions and tell you what happened and give myself a score. So I reconcile. I haul myself up on my own petard if necessary at the end of the year. And that's what a lot of people say they admire and appreciate about my predictions, is that I square them up at the end of the year. So, and by the way, for the record, my 14-year record is 73% accuracy, 73%. So let's go with my first prediction here. My first one is geopolitics, geo-competition, and the supply-demand dynamic for crude oil won't find equilibrium anytime soon, causing prices to fluctuate, but average less than $70 a barrel. As you know, it's quite a bit lower than that now, but I do think it's going to fluctuate some over the next year. There's going to be some, as I say, geopolitics, geo-competition, the supply-demand dynamic. I don't think the supply-demand thing is going to be as big a deal as the geopolitics and the geo-competition. But either way, I think you can count on some gasoline prices and some energy prices that you're going to like in 2015. And boy, howdy, have we needed this, right? So that's my prediction for oil. Next prediction, buoyed by consumers who are buoyed by low gas prices and 6 years of recovery fatigue, the U.S. economy will grow in 2015, but global economic headwinds, Europe, China, etc., and currency influences on exports. The oil situation is having an effect on other currencies, and it's affecting exports. All those things will result in the U.S. annual growth of our economy averaging only an unremarkable 3% or so, a little bit either side of 3%. So even though we had some quarters in 2014 that were 4 and 5%, pretty fast quarters, I think we got a few challenges ahead of us in 2015 globally that are going to impact the overall GDP. But I still think your small business is going to be better, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. Next prediction: consumer optimism will produce small business contribution to GDP greater than any year since the Great Recession. So in in 6 years, what you'll contribute as a small business, you and all the rest of us out here, will be a greater contribution to the economy this year than we have in 6 years. So that's good news. And I think a lot of that will be driven by the consumer. The American consumer, I believe, once again will be the shining star in global economics in 2015. Next prediction: an improving economy plus anticipation of a business-friendly 114th Congress. That means That means majority GOP, majority Republican. All of that will cause an upward trend in small business optimism toward Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB index, his 42-year average of 100 points. If you remember, I've been reporting on his average now for about 16 years with Bill, and he's got the gold standard for small business indexes. And his index average has been languishing now for 7 years below 100 points, which is what his average is. And I say that we're gonna be moving toward that. We're not gonna be hanging around in the 94-95 range. We're gonna be moving up a little bit. So I think that's gonna be good news for small business in 2015. Next prediction: small business loan demand will increase as growth opportunities exceed the ability to fund them with organic capital resources. Now, what I mean by that is that you're going to be growing your business, and up to now, what the little growth that we've been getting over the last 2 or 3 years, you've been able to fund that growth out of your own profits, out of your own cash flow. And I'm saying that you're going to see, in my opinion, you're going to see enough growth opportunity that it's going to exceed your ability to fund that with your own money. And I think that will cause loan demand to go up some in 2015. And I think that's a good sign. I think that's good. That's going to be good for a lot of people. Next prediction: with organizational productivity maxed out, even marginal economic growth will cause small and large companies to increase hiring. What I mean by that is you've gotten all the work you can out of your people, and they're telling you, we can't do any more. You're either going to have to bring us some new technology, which you've probably already been doing, or you're going to have to hire some more people. And I think that's what's going to happen. I do think employment will increase in 2015 by both small and large companies. Next prediction: continued concern about the fragility of the U.S. and global economies will cause the Fed to maintain monetary easing by keeping the Fed funds rate unchanged, meaning near zero. So I think the Fed will not raise rates in 2015 at all, not even 0.25%. That's my prediction. And a lot of people think that the Fed needs to go ahead and do that. I think the global impact on exports, on U.S. exports, will have a lot to do with that. But the consumer will hold the economy up in 2015, and those two competing forces will cause the Fed to stay where they are. So good news, your rates are not going to go up, in my opinion, in 2015. At the bank, by the way, your bank rates. You don't borrow money from the Fed. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy New Year. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.